time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Man, oh man, oh brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, my color man, on our new NBA simulcasts on the Hot Mic app, 7-year veteran of the Portland Trailblazers, and someone who makes Seth Rogen look like a bong rookie, Bodie Wise. Bodie going to be joining us in just a second to talk all of the NBA playoffs and also the game we're calling on the Hot Mic app this Sunday, the Nets Celtics Game 3, 4 p.m. Pacific time. But first, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Pentecost Co. Save money and your soul at Pentecost Co. Golf! Phil Mickelson won the PGA Championship at the age of 50 after replacing the younger guy's paleo bars with edibles. Meanwhile, Mickelson pounded a fresh Lipitor every three tee shots. Said Phil, this trophy's going to look great holding some butterscotch candies. He added, if I hand one today, I'd be stepping in for Tom Selleck and those reverse mortgage ads. Tiger Woods called to congratulate Phil and said, who cut my brake lines? It was you, wasn't it, Phil? That wrap-up sponsored by Tingles, the potato chip that comes in a can shaped like a dildo. NBA playoffs! Clippers already choking so badly, Heimlich announced, I'm working on a new maneuver. Suns and Lakers brawled like Spirit Airline passengers over a stray Bischoff cookie sleeve. What's the South American is apple empanadas? Baseball! Padres and Dodgers hotter than the casting call for Love Island. Tampa Bay, like a gnat that smells garlic on your sweat glands. They just keep coming at you. That item is sponsored by Meatheads, the dating site for idiots. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1930, the place, the Bronx, New York, the Yankees, Babe Ruth, homers, and both games of a doubleheader in order to give his total for the week to 9 homers. 9 homers in 1 week, and the only thing he ever injected himself for was syphilis. Try that, kids. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Observesa, the beer that's good for your eyes. Now, finally, it's talk time. My guest today, legendary swing forward for the late 90s Portland Trailblazers, couldn't be traded because he scored incredible dope for teammates like Rasheed Wallace and Damon Stoudemire. He once had 36 points, 19 boards, and 11 assists while completely blotto on, I believe, tie stick soaked in hash oil. Please welcome the great Bodie Wise. Bodie, how are you today, man?
Oh, man, I'm cruising at about 2,500 feet, Chet. All is well. I am poolside. Just hanging out, man. So
love it. So you're higher than a drone, but lower than a plane. Perfect positioning, as always.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I've got a good angle on things.
Hey, listen, let's dive right into the playoffs. Why fart around? Question number one. Bucks crushed Miami in game two like a semi rolling over a Vespa. This was a matchup many experts felt would be the Bucks' toughest challenge, maybe in their whole run to a possible finals. What do you make of this blowout here?
Well, you know what, man? I think the people who said that this is their toughest challenge on the way to the finals are what we doctors call wrong. It's not their toughest challenge, but it is a challenge. What you have here, man, is a battle of a perennial underperformer against a perennial overperformer. The Heat were never that good, but managed to fight their way through to the finals last year. Meanwhile, the Bucks' best record in the league for the previous two seasons, underperforming in the playoffs, never getting that golden ring. But it seems like the Bucks are starting to believe, and Miami is kind of like that coyote that runs off a cliff and then finally looks down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say this. Maybe the bubble served the Miami Heat well, because you just step out your apartment in Miami and there's distractions. Naked women right outside your place.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's hard to. That's hard.
I got nothing to do but agree with you there. It's hard to come back from that, man. If you're in the bubble, you don't see that.
No, you don't feel it.
There were no naked women in the bubble. It was forbidden, man.
You don't touch it. Mike Budenholzer, the Bucks coach, Popovich protege, who didn't light any fires down there in Atlanta for 5 years. Is he coaching for his job right now?
The coach of Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fired, man. If they don't win the championship, he's fired. But I told you last year, man, that he needed to be fired before the season started. Because, like, you know, he is perhaps the least creative coach in the NBA. And he doesn't adjust really well during the series. But does Milwaukee have enough talent to just carry that through, even with his coaching? Probably not.
Well, you never know. Maybe they got nothing to do. Speaking of a permanent bubble, that's what they call Milwaukee. Plus, this Budenholzer guy looks like a head of security at Caesars Laughlin. Sponsored, incidentally, by Antifa Fajitas, the zesty, disorganized fajitas. Question number two. Phoenix spanks the Lakers like Adrian Peterson catching one of his kids stealing a pie. Lakers looked out of sorts, Bodie. Can they rebound from this, or was it a statement win for Phoenix? Can they grab onto this, go up 2-0, and really motor through the Lakers?
You know, this is an interesting series, man, because it all depends on the physical condition of some very old people. So I don't think you can predict this, because, like, does LeBron James, is he faking it? Is that high ankle sprain still going to plague him, or can he come back? Chris Paul, that shoulder's in terrible shape. And it looks like the two of them are trying to kill each other on the court as well. So you're basically watching the basketball version of the Sunshine Boys. And I am not sure if I can predict the end of this. It's whatever Ricky Bag of Bones manages to cross the finish line first is going to be the winner of that series. You can talk about the young talent on both sides all you want, but it comes down to the old parts.
Sponsored by Advocats. Finally, cats who will fight for you. Question number three. Clippers look worse than my barista after an all-nighter at the Soho House. What is going on besides Clippers coach Ty Lue facially morphing into Mark Jackson? What is going on with this? They are desperate right now. They don't win tonight. Incidentally, we're taping this a day ahead of time. They don't win tonight. They're in huge trouble.
Yeah, you know, it's all about tonight. It all comes down to that. Ty Lue, he's just inflating, man. That's why he looks like Mark Jackson. There's a certain kind of man at a certain age with a certain kind of body type that you like. Either you thin out or you go spherical or you go home.
Right. Alfonso Ribeiro syndrome.
Absolutely, man. Now, here's what I got to say about the Clippers. They, when it comes to self-doubt, they out Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow. If
they start to win, they may never stop. There's like an alcoholic man who doesn't. He's like, but they can't. They haven't had that first drink yet. They haven't had that first success in the playoffs, and so it could all come crashing down. That oh no, not again feeling could hit them tonight. They're a superior team. I really do believe it. They are probably the second most talented team in the league right now. I'm going to come right out and say it. They rival the 76ers for that title, man. But that could be all she wrote tonight. And then they have to blow up the team next year if they don't make it, man.
Yeah. B-plot in this series. If Dallas gets by the Clips, will they have enough mojo to maybe make a deep run in the playoffs? Or is it over for them?
Now, you know what? There's a lot of parity in the West right now. If Dallas can get by the Clippers, I don't see any other team posing an insurmountable challenge to them, man. It's all possible.
Yeah, they could be this year's Miami. Sponsored by Exasperilla, the soda that tests your patience. Question number four. Brooklyn Nets have more star power than the Expendables 4, and they're using it. People thought James Harden was a bigger diva than Billy Porter, but he is really team balling it. This James Harden guy is playing team ball right now.
Yeah, man. Wait a minute. Can you see me, man?
No,
wait,
I cannot. I just did.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm coming down.
There you are.
There I am. You know what? James Harden, always underrated as an assist man. He's there's a reason why he won the MVP like seven or eight times. It's because he's like really good at playing all aspects of the game. Maybe a bit of a diva, but not a team player, man. He's just got some toot. Here's what I want to say about the Nets. I'm working around to it, man. I'm going to get there. If they stay healthy, there's nobody that can beat them. It's over already.
Wow. So, yeah. Now, that's Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And they got James Harden. Uh-huh. And then they got Kyrie Irving. And they got several other major contributors there. And the Celtics.
Dude, they got the Clippers old starting front court.
Yeah,
on the bench, and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. Well, DeAndre Jordan might be starting right now, but those two guys can both still play.
Yeah,
and they are the fourth and fifth options in the offense, maybe sixth and seventh.
The Celtics, I believe, have Danny Ainge still playing, if I'm not mistaken, and that's it. It falls off the table after that. Can't think of a player.
You know, they have a lot of talent, but they're
they got that Tatum kid.
They got that Tatum kid. They got that Marcus Smart kid, man. Exactly.
Yeah, dives.
Exactly, man. You know, it's not going to be any kind of big tea party in Boston this year, man.
Sponsored by Holland Oats. Oats from Holland. Question number five. Grizzlies surprised the Jazz and almost no one else by stealing game one. This was as surprising to most NBA people as David Blaine getting laid after sticking needles in his hands at a cocktail party. Most people suspected Utah might stumble. Now, does this lock in the fact that everything will be uphill for Utah if they can even overcome Memphis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It totally does, man. The thing is, it's a star-driven league, not just because people like stars. It's because stars step up. They know that the load is on them. Is Jokic that kind of star, man? He's on their team, isn't he?
I think so. On Utah?
Yeah. See, man? The fact that we barely know that tells you everything you need to know about the Jazz.
I had to come to it logically. I had to think giant, white, probably Utah.
Yeah, right. I also think maybe he's on Denver, man. But in any case, Jokic has the biggest nose in the league, but the smallest reputation in terms of like what he can deliver in the playoffs. Ja Morant is a bona fide two-way superstar point guard blossoming before our eyes. Does that mean that I think Utah can't get past Memphis? I do not mean that, man, but it is going to be uphill all the way.
Wow. Sponsored by No Play, the only yogurt with cancel cultures. Question number six. The Knicks, are they the freaks and geeks of the NBA, lovable and good, but over after one season? Or do they have some staying power here? Because they're playing the Hawks. The Hawks! The Hawks! That's not a typo. The Hawks won game one.
Yeah, man. And that was all due to Trae Young, who is, you know, talk about Ja Morant being pretty much ready. Trae Young is all the way there.
Yeah.
Underage, man. And He's underage, but he is overpowered. And I do think that the Knicks have a chance against these Hawks, but it's going to be a fight all the way. It is good to see both of these young teams playing so well. I don't think either one has a prayer to get past the next round, but we'll see.
Sponsored by Estrogen, the estrogen for men. And finally, the Indy 500. Nah, I'm kidding. Who's taking the whole NBA shooting match? Who do you think, after a couple of games of this first round, I know you were leaning one way a couple of weeks ago, has anything popped up that might dissuade you from thinking who's in your finals and who do you think is going to win?
Well, I still have my the Brooklyn Nets in the finals from the East. I like Philly and I like Doc Rivers, but Doc Rivers has a proven track record of losing at crunch time. And the Nets are just too talented. If they're healthy, I don't see any way that they don't make the finals. Now, my previous prediction from the West was the Clippers, man. Uh-oh. And that's starting to feel shaky. Pretty dicey after just one game, I'm sorry to say. But until they lose that second game, I'm going to stick with the date that rung me.
There you go. Who's your backup if the Clippers completely choke tonight?
A healthy Phoenix is a very hard thing to beat. Yeah. I would choose Phoenix. over the Lakers. I just don't see LeBron, you know, wrestling that leg over the final hurdle, man.
Using both hands to just lift it over the hurdle. Yeah, Chris Paul.
It's miraculous, but I just don't see it.
Chris Paul, I think he's smelling this may be his single best remaining chance at an NBA championship, and he is literally willing to spike the Lakers' water supply with LSD. He's ready to go the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and that is a super talented team, man.
Yeah. Sponsored by OCDC, the most meticulous AC/DC cover band ever. My guest today, the incredible Bodie Wise. We don't mess around on Play With Pain. In, out, nobody gets hurt. As always, timed his edibles perfectly for a brilliant analysis of the NBA playoffs.
You and I have no recollection.
Yeah, we're calling game three of the aforementioned Brooklyn Nets against the Boston Celtics in Boston live this Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific on the Hot Mic app. Now, you're probably going to have better luck than me because I'm technologically challenged. Telling the folks who listen to Play With Pain here how to get the Hot Mic app and then how they can turn down the network drones and listen to us. How do they do
that? Okay, man. Well, you can do it on hotmic.com on their browser, but don't do that because that'd be stupid. Here's what you want to do. And I'll tell you why after I tell you how to do it. You want to download your Hot Mic app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you fire it up on your phone when the game starts and you find us. On the Hot Mic app, that's not going to be hard to do. If you can't do that, you're not going to catch us anyway. And then you will notice the green button that says sync. Believe it or not, man, if you hit that button while your TV volume is up, they will sync your TV with our commentary, and you will get live commentary from people who really should be giving it, as opposed to the stooges who are going to be calling the game for the network. I'm serious. It sounds too good to be true, but it works. And then once you're synced up, I think you can just turn the volume down on your TV, enjoy the sweet, sweet picture, and the even sweeter commentary.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. You cannot say it any better than that. 7-year veteran of the NBA, my color commentator, Bodie Wise. Catch us this Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific, calling game three of the Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics, on the Hot Mic app. Bodie, thank you so much for coming on.
Did I?
I think so. Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and follow my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. And of course, follow the great Adam Felber at Adam Felber. And you can catch us there on that Hot Mic app at Jeff Cesario or Adam Felber. Jeff's album, What Was I Thinking? Streaming everywhere. Catch you Sunday on the Hot Mic app, sponsored by Stupidos. Really small bathing suits for really dumb guys. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.